Yeah, what's your getting there with the clouds rolling in? We'll get later tonight, because, yeah, we're supposed to get rain overnight, and then tomorrow and by Monday, Tuesday, as you said, we're supposed to. They're still analyzing what our severe weather level is going to be, but they're saying that it's still on track to get some severe weather. And we've already had 5 tornadoes in the state, and normally last year they were all EF0s. But the 5 that we've had before, or already this year, have been EF2s and EF3s. So way above our normal level of storms, and already 5. Last year we had double our amount. We had 33 tornadoes in the state. Our average is 15 for the entire state, and we had 33 last year. We tied for third place with 1974 and 1976 was the last 2 years we've had that many tornadoes. So that's not good at this point, and they're getting stronger. APRS I've been running since I've been a ham, since 2003. A buddy of mine got me set up on it, and it runs in my other older vehicle. On the Kenwood 700, I got an APRS digipeater set up at home, and it iGates, so any signals that it picks up, it iGates to the internet to relay those signals. So yeah, I've been running that for quite some time and doing APRS and LCG on it occasionally and that too, so won't be doing it on this one, just mainly for tracking. Having it on here, but yeah, kind of a neat radio. I set way too many bells and whistles and switches, and I'm still learning. I had some things turned on, and a buddy of mine I was talking to, and he said, well, you got, every time you have to see the bike, you got a squelch, so you're sending packets, and I had to find where that was in the radio and turn that off. I wasn't supposed to be doing that, so. But it should work out for the amount that I drive this vehicle. And back over to you, KCYDL.